However, anything like this should occur, we shall ourselves cassate the decision, but inflict therewith such exemplary punishment on the judge for lack of understanding of his duty and the purpose of his appointment as will prevent a repetition of such cases. I repeat that it must be borne in mind that we shall know every step of our administration, which only needs to be closely watched for the people to be content with us, for it has the right to demand from a good government a good official. Our government will have the appearance of a patriarchal guardianship on the part of the ruler. Our own nation and our subjects will discern in his person a father caring for their every need, their every act, their every interrelation as subjects one with another, as well as their relations to the ruler. They will then be so thoroughly imbued with the thought that it is impossible for them to dispense with the wardship and guidance, if they wish to live in peace and quiet, that they will acknowledge the autocracy of our ruler with a devotion bordering on apotheosis, especially when they are convinced that those whom we set up do not put their own in place of authority, but only blindly execute his dictates. They will be rejoiced that we have regulated everything in their lives as is done by wise parents who desire to train their children in the cause of duty and submission. For the peoples of the world in regard to the secrets of our polity are ever through the ages only children under age, precisely as are also their governments. 46. As you see, I found our despotism on right and duty. The right to compel the execution of duty is the direct obligation of a government which is a father for its subjects. It has the right of the strong that it may use it for the benefit of directing humanity towards that order which is defined by nature, namely, submission. Everything in the world is in a state of submission, if not to man, then to circumstances or its own inner character, in all cases, to what is stronger. And so shall we be this something stronger for the sake of good. We are obliged without hesitation to sacrifice individuals who commit a breach of established order, for in the exemplary punishment of evil lies a great educational problem. When the King of Israel sets upon his sacred head the crown offered him by Europe, he will become patriarch of the world. The indispensable victims offered by him in consequence of their suitability will never reach the number of victims offered in the course of centuries by the mania of magnificence, the emulation between the Goy governments. Our king will be in constant communion with the peoples, making to them from the tribune speeches which fame will in that same hour distribute over all the world. Duty is the direct obligation of a government which is a father for its subjects. It has the right of the strong that it may use it for the benefit of directing humanity towards that order which is defined by nature, namely, submission. Everything in the world is in a state of submission, if not to man, then to circumstances or its own inner character, in all cases, to what is stronger. And so shall we be this something stronger for the sake of good. We are obliged without hesitation to sacrifice individuals who commit a breach of established order, for in the exemplary punishment of evil lies a great educational problem. When the King of Israel sets upon his sacred head the crown offered him by Europe, he will become patriarch of the world. The indispensable victims offered by him in consequence of their suitability will never reach the number of victims offered in the course of centuries by the mania of magnificence, the emulation between the Goy governments. Our king will be in constant communion with the peoples, making to them from the tribune speeches which fame will in that same hour distribute over all the world. Protocol number 16. In order to effect the destruction of all collective forces except ours, we shall emasculate the first stage of collectivism, the universities, by re-educating them in a new direction. Their officials and professors will be prepared for their business by detailed secret programs of action from which they will not with immunity diverge, not by one iota. They will be appointed with a special precaution, and will be placed as to be wholly dependent upon the government. We shall exclude from the course of instruction state law as also all that concerns the political question. These subjects will be taught to a few dozens of persons chosen for their preeminent capacities from among the number of the initiated. The universities must no longer send out from their halls milksops concocting plans for a constitution, like a comedy or a tragedy, busying themselves with questions of policy in which even their own fathers never had any power of thought. The ill-guided acquaintance of a large number of persons with question of polity creates utopian dreamers and bad subjects, as you can see for yourselves from the example of the universal education in this direction of the Goyim. We must introduce into their education all those principles which have so brilliantly broken up their order. But when we are in power, we shall remove every kind of disturbing subject from the court of education and shall make out of the youth obedient children of authority, loving him who rules as the support and hope of peace and quiet. Classicism, as also any form of study of ancient history, in which there are more bad than good examples, we shall erase from the memory of men all facts of previous centuries which are undesirable to us, and leave only those which depict all the errors of the government of the Goyim. The study of practical life, of the obligations of order, of the relations of people one to another, of avoiding bad and selfish examples, which spread the infection of evil, and similar questions of an educative nature, will stand in the forefront of teaching program, which will be drawn up on a separate plan for each calling or state of life, in no wise generalizing the teaching. This treatment of the question is special importance. Each state of life must be trained within strict limits corresponding to its destination and work in life. The occasional genius has always managed and always will manage to slip through into our states of life, but it is the perfect folly for the sake of this rare occasional genius to let through into ranks foreign to them the untalented who thus rob of the places those who 47. Belong to those ranks of birth or employment. You know yourselves in what all this has ended for the Goyim who allow the crying absurdity. In order that he who rules may be seated firmly in the hearts and minds of subjects, it is necessary for the time of his activity to instruct the whole nation in the schools and in the marketplaces about his meaning and his acts and all his beneficent initiatives. We shall abolish every kind of freedom of instruction. Learners of all ages will have the right to assemble together with their parents in the educational establishments as if it were in a club. During these assemblies, on holidays, teachers will read what will pass as free lectures on questions of human relations, of the laws of examples, of the limitations which are born of unconscious relations, and finally, of the philosophy of new theories not yet declared to the world. These theories will be raised by us to the stage of a dogma of faith, as a transitional stage towards our faith. On the completions of this exposition of our program of action in the present and the future, I will read you the principle of these theories. In a word, knowing by the experience of many centuries that people live and are guided by ideas, that these ideas are imbibed by people only by the aid of education provided with equal success for all ages of growth, but of course by varying methods, we shall swallow up and confiscate to our own use the last scintilla of independence of thought, which we have for long past been directing towards subjects and ideas useful for us. The system of bridling thought is already at work in the so-called system of teaching by object lessons, the purpose of which is to turn the Goyim into unthinking submissive brutes waiting for things to be presented before their eyes in order to form an idea of them. In France, one of our best agents, Bourgeois, has already made public a new program of teaching by object lessons. End it for the Goyim who allow the crying absurdity. In order that he who rules may be seated firmly in the hearts and minds of subjects, it is necessary for the time of his activity to instruct the whole nation in the schools and in the marketplaces about his meaning and his acts and all his beneficent initiatives. We shall abolish every kind of freedom of instruction. Learners of all ages will have the right to assemble together with their parents in the educational establishments as if it were in a club. During these assemblies, on holidays, teachers will read what will pass as free lectures on questions of human relations, of the laws of examples, of the limitations which are born of unconscious relations, and finally, of the philosophy of new theories not yet declared to the world. These theories will be raised by us to the stage of a dogma of faith, as a transitional stage towards our faith. on the completions of this exposition of our program of action in the present and the future, I will read you the principle of these theories. In a word, knowing by the experience of many centuries that people live and are guided by ideas, that these ideas are imbibed by people only by the aid of education provided with equal success for all ages of growth, but of course by varying methods, we shall swallow up and confiscate to our own use the last scintilla of independence of thought, which we have for long past been directing towards subjects and ideas useful for us. The system of bridling thought is already at work in the so-called system of teaching by object lessons, the purpose of which is to turn the goyim into unthinking submissive brutes waiting for things to be presented before their eyes in order to form an idea of them. In France, one of our best agents, Bourgeois, has already made public a new program of teaching by object lessons. I set this notice apart as best we can in this computer system so that you can remain aware of one of the most important mind training methods around the globe. Anyone with probability of coming into power politically or in economics or the other orchestrated professions is intentionally sent, even if necessary through scholarships, to totally controlled universities for training. Harvard is an excellent example, as are Yale, some English universities and Stanford. The guidelines for the subjects in which there will be substituted instructions, such as bits of law while the student is open and totally flexible as to how to succeed, the doctrine of the lie is instilled carefully, professionally and without exception so that the student, when in practice, be it from a legal counselor to the president of a nation, is without notice of the fact thou are not practicing fact or truth, but trained robotic responses. The universities and colleges, along with teachers in the lower grades, will fail a student if he deviates from the planned perception of any law or topic in consideration. The masses who are untrained at all are forced to live under the new regulations as if they are true and lawful. The predominant religions will make the guidelines for membership even more stringent than already established under their own kings, but other sects and cults will set forth to accept any who pull away from the traditionally established program. People have to be prodded into accepting change. Note the Roman Catholic Pope moving about today among the very enemy of last activities. This is 48. Both confusing but well programmed for acceptance of the Zionist program versus the traditional difference-oriented culture. Note the apologizing to groups who were set upon by the offending kings. This is delusion in its most obvious form. This is to bring about one religion, one world, government, state and religion, and the time is now, friends. You can set your clocks by the timing. Do we want to overthrow something or another? No. We simply wish to, as quietly as possible, begin to allow for possibility of change. Wars and overthrow through force bring no positive response. Quiet introduction of better ways is what brings change, and that change, in integrity and honor and choice, shall change the perception of the global communities. This is called global freedom as an ultimate goal within actual practice. Please keep these points in mind as you find anger building against the offenders and power grabbers. Learn from the lessons offered by the offenders, enemies. Use that which is goodly and bypass that which is a force or manipulation, program versus the traditional difference-oriented culture. Note the apologizing to groups who were set upon by the offending kings. This is delusion in its most obvious form. This is to bring about one religion, one world, government, state and religion, and the time is now, friends. You can set your clocks by the timing. Do we want to overthrow something or another? No, we simply wish to, as quietly as possible, begin to allow for possibility of change. Wars and overthrow through force bring no positive response. Quiet introduction of better ways is what brings change, and that change, in integrity and honor and choice, shall change the perception of the global communities. This is called global freedom as an ultimate goal within actual practice. Please keep these points in mind as you find anger building against the offenders and power grabbers. Learn from the lessons offered by the offenders, enemies, use that which is goodly and bypass that which is a force or manipulation. Protocol number 17. The practice of advocacy produces men cold, cruel, persistent, unprincipled, who in all cases take up an impersonal, purely legal standpoint. They have the inveterate habit to refer to everything to its value for the defense and not to the public welfare of its results. They do not usually decline to undertake any defense whatever. They strive for an acquittal at all costs, cavilling over every petty crux of jurisprudence, and thereby they demoralize justice. For this reason we shall set this profession into narrow frames, which will keep it inside this sphere of executive public service. Advocates, equally with judges, will be deprived of the right of communication with litigants. They will receive business only from the court and will study it by notes of report and documents, defending their clients after they have been interrogated in court on facts that have appeared. They will receive an honorarium without regard to the quality of the defense. This will render them mere reporters on law business in the interests of justice and as counterpoise to the proctor, who will be the reporter in the interests of prosecution. This will shorten business before the court. In this way will be established a practice of honest unprejudiced defense conducted not from personal interest but by conviction. This will also, by the way, remove the present practice of corrupt bargain between advocates to agree only to let that side win which pays most. We have long past taken care to credit the priesthood of the Goyim, and thereby to ruin their mission on earth, which in these days might still be a great hindrance to us. Day by day its influence on the peoples of the world is falling lower. Freedom of conscience has been declared everywhere, so that now only years divide us from the moment of the complete wrecking of that Christian religion. As to other religions, we shall have still less difficulty in dealing with them, but it would be premature to speak of this now. We shall set clericalism and clericals into such narrow frames as to make their influence move in retrogressive proportion to its former progress. Remember that these Zionists have the mechanism built right into their law and code, that is, Kol Nidre, vow of all vows, which nulls and voids from one year to the next, retroactive and proactive, and negates lawfully vows of all kinds and covers false statements in all instances. It is the first vow taken at the annual start of their new year. This also allows open use of false identification, false locations and all agreements. This, further, is 49. Only for the use of the Zionists, but has slopped over into the general Gentile, Goyim, usage. You will find, however, that only the Zionist will be allowed use of this, and in, for instance, a court of law, any discussions of the matter will take place in closed chambers or side bars. This is exactly what a sting operation is. Only the target, right or wrong, is disallowed recourse. This is very good to remember in any dealings, political, business or otherwise. Lying has become an accepted mode of operation in, for example, the Philippines, but at least there should always be documentation available for your own shelter and protection. When the time comes finally to destroy the papal court, the finger of an invisible hand will point the nations towards the court. When, however, the nations fling themselves upon it, we shall come forward in the guise of its defenders, as if to save excessive bloodshed. By this diversion we shall penetrate to its very bowels, and be sure we shall never come out again until we have gnawed through the entire strength of this place. The King of the Jews will be the real Pope of the universe, the Patriarch of an international church. But, in the meantime, while we are re-educating youth in new tradition religions and afterwards in ours, we shall not overtly lay a finger on existing churches, but we shall fight against them by criticism calculated to produce schism. In general, then, our contemporary press will continue to convict state affairs, religions, incapacities of the Goyim, always using the most unprincipled expressions in order by every means to lower their prestige in the manner which can only be practiced by the genius of our gifted tribe. Our kingdom will be an apologia of the divinity Vishnu, God of many arms, in whom is found its personification. In our hundred hands will be, one in each, the springs of the machinery of social life. We shall see everything without the aid of official police which, in that scope of its rights which we elaborated for the use of the Goyim, hinders governments from seeing. In our program, one third of our subjects will keep the rest under observation from a sense of duty, on the principle of volunteer service to the state. It will then be no disgrace to be a spy and informer, but a merit. Unfounded denunciations, however, will be cruelly punished that there may be no development of abuses of this right. Our agents will be taken from the higher as well as the lower ranks of society, from among the administrative class who spend their time in amusements, editors, printers and publishers, booksellers, clerks, and salesmen, workmen, coachmen, lackeys, etc. This body, having no rights and not being empowered to take any action on their own account, and consequently a police without any power, will only witness and report. Verification of their reports and arrests will be performed by the gendarmerie and the municipal police. Any person not denouncing anything seen or heard concerning questions of polity will also be charged with and made responsible for concealment, if it be proved that he is guilty of this crime. General Gentile, Goyim, usage. You will find, however, that only the Zionist will be allowed use of this and in, for instance, a court of law, any discussions of the matter will take place in closed chambers or side bars. This is exactly what a sting operation is. Only the target, right or wrong, is disallowed recourse. This is very good to remember in any dealings, political, business or otherwise. Lying has become an accepted mode of operation in, for example, the Philippines, but at least there should always be documentation available for your own shelter and protection. When the time comes finally to destroy the papal court, the finger of an invisible hand will point the nations towards the court. When, however, the nations fling themselves upon it, we shall come forward in the guise of its defenders as if to save excessive bloodshed. By this diversion we shall penetrate to its very bowels and be sure we shall never come out again until we have gnawed through the entire strength of this place. The King of the Jews will be the real Pope of the universe, the Patriarch of an international church. But, in the meantime, while we are re-educating youth in new tradition religions and afterwards in ours, we shall not overtly lay a finger on existing churches, but we shall fight against them by criticism calculated to produce schism. In general, then, our contemporary press will continue to convict state affairs, religions, incapacities of the Goyim, always using the most unprincipled expressions in order by every means to lower their prestige in the manner which can only be practiced by the genius of our gifted tribe. Our kingdom will be an apologia of the divinity Vishnu, God of many arms, in whom is found its personification. In our hundred hands will be, one in each, the springs of the machinery of social life. We shall see everything without the aid of official police which, in that scope of its rights which we elaborated for the use of the Goyim, hinders governments from seeing. In our program, one third of our subjects will keep the rest under observation from a sense of duty, on the principle of volunteer service to the state. It will then be no disgrace to be a spy and informer, but a merit. Unfounded denunciations, however, will be cruelly punished that there may be no development of abuses of this right. Our agents will be taken from the higher as well as the lower ranks of society, from among the administrative class who spend their time in amusements, editors, printers and publishers, booksellers, clerks, and salesmen, workmen, coachmen, lackeys, etc. This body, having no rights and not being empowered to take any action on their own account, and consequently a police without any power, will only witness and report. Verification of their reports and arrests will be performed by the gendarmerie and the municipal police. Any person not denouncing anything seen or heard concerning questions of polity will also be charged with and made responsible for concealment, if it be proved that he is guilty of this crime. Just as nowadays our brethren are obliged at their own risk to denounce to the cable apostates of their own family or members who have been noticed doing anything in opposition to the cable, So in our kingdom over all the world it will be obligatory for all our subjects to observe the duty of service to the state in this direction. Such an organization will extirpate abuses of authority, of force, of bribery, everything in fact which we by our councils, by our theories of the superhuman rights of man, have introduced into the customs of the goyim. But how else midst of their administration? Among the number of those methods one of the most important is, agents for the restoration of order, so placed to have opportunity in the disintegrating activity of developing and displaying their evil inclinations, obstinate self-conceit, irresponsible exercise of authority, and, first and foremost, venality. 50. Protocol Number 18. When it becomes necessary for us to strengthen the strict measures of secret defense, the most fatal poison for the prestige of authority, we shall arrange a simulation of disorders or some manifestation of discontents finding expression through the cooperation of good speakers. Round these speakers will assemble all who are sympathetic to his utterances. This will give us the pretext for domiciliary perquisitions and surveillance on the part of our servants from among the number of the goyim police. As the majority of conspirators act out of love for the game, for the sake of talking, so, until they commit some overt act we shall not lay a finger on them but only introduce into their midst observation elements. It must be remembered that the prestige of authority is lessened if it frequently discovers conspiracies against itself. This implies a presumption of consciousness of weakness, or, what is still worse, of injustice. You are aware that we have broken the prestige of the Goy kings by frequent attempts upon their lives through our agents, blind sheep of our flock, who are easily moved by a few liberal phrases to crimes provided only they be painted in political colors. We have compelled the rulers to acknowledge their weakness in advertising overt measures of secret defense, and thereby we shall bring the promise of authority to destruction. Our ruler will be secretly protected only by the most insignificant guard, because we shall not admit so much as a thought that there could exist against him any sedition with which he is not strong enough to contend and is compelled to hide from it. If we should admit this thought, as the goyim have done and are doing, we should ipso facto be signing a death sentence, if not for our ruler, at any rate for his dynasty, at no distant date. According to strictly enforced outward appearances, our ruler will employ his power only for the advantage of the nation and in no wise for his own of domestic profits. Therefore, with the observance of this decorum, his authority will be respected and guarded by the subjects themselves. It will receive an apotheosis in the admission that with it is bound up the well-being of every citizen of the state, for upon it will depend all order in the common life of the pack. Overt defense of the king argues weakness in the organization of his strength. Our ruler will always among the people be surrounded by a mob apparently curious men and women, who will occupy the front ranks about him, to all appearance by chance, and will restrain the ranks of the rest out of respect as it will appear for good order. This will show an example of restraint also in others. If a petitioner appears among the people trying to hand a petition and forcing his way through the first ranks must receive the petition and before the eyes of the petitioner pass it to the ruler, so that all may know that what is handed in reaches its destination, that, consequently, there exists a control of the ruler himself. The aureole of power requires for its existence that the people may be able to say, if the king knew of this, or, the king will hear of it. With the establishment of official secret defense the mystical prestige authority disappears, given a certain audacity, and everyone counts him master of it. The sedition monger is conscious of his strength, and when occasion serves watches for the moment to make an attempt upon authority. For the goyim we have been preaching something else, but by the very fact we are enabled to see what measures of overt defense have brought them to. Criminals with us will be arrested at the first more or less well-grounded suspicion. It cannot be allowed that out of fear of a possible mistaken opportunity should be given of escape to persons suspected of a political lapse in crime, for in these matters we shall be literally. 51. Merciless. If it is still possible by stretching a point, to admit a reconsideration of the motive causes in simple crimes, there is no possibility of excuse for persons occupying themselves with questions in which nobody except the government can understand anything. And it is not all government that understand true policy. Causes in simple crimes, there is no possibility of excuse for persons occupying themselves with questions in which nobody except the government can understand anything. And it is not all government that understand true policy. Protocol number 19.